has died. But hope is alive.
Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. Brother Ralph, are you there?
Good evening, sir.
And got some static on the line. Pastor Cox, are you there as well?
Yeah, I do too.
Yes, good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Oklahoma.
Yeah, I got a lot of static. We'll see if that clears up a little bit. Didn't have any...
Yes, I wasn't sure if it was on my end or not.
Well, that's sounding a little better. Well, I'll keep an ear out for it. I know you've got a couple callers. I'll let you know when they come on, and I'll turn it over to you guys.
All right. Thank you, sir. And we do appreciate you for joining us this Wednesday night on Hope is Alive. And we hope this static goes away. Actually, we're just going to take a little course on it right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to the scripture of the words, Luke 10:19, we're given authority over the enemy. And we declare that authority right now. This is of the enemy, the static. We command to stop now in Jesus' name. Let these airways go out. And that we forbid the enemy to operate in any way whatsoever against it. And we declare this in agreement in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we do thank everybody this evening for joining us for Hope is Alive. And you may ask yourself, what is Hope is Alive? Maybe you haven't heard this You haven't heard of this broadcast before. Maybe you're tuning in for the first time. Well, it's about testimony. It's about those who've been set free from that that's oppressed them, from evil spirits, from demons, from sicknesses. And they've been set free, and they come onto this show to testify to that so they can glorify God. And if you have any questions regarding deliverance, we have a website set up called deliveranceusa.com. Go to that website, and just about everything you need to know about the process of deliverance, everything you need to know to be trained in doing it, to help you with performing it, is there. Or if you'd like a book, the right deal, kind of the old-fashioned way, not really old-fashioned, but seems what we call it these days, but Pastor Cox has written an excellent book called Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, and you can obtain that by calling Richard the office at 307-742-7582. We ask a $20 offering for that, and he will certainly get that out to you if you'd like to have it. Well, Pastor, here we are, Wednesday evening, back on the air, and it's good to hear from you.
Good to see you, boy. This is Ralph.
I can't hear anything of that. How about we hang up real quick and try to catch back on and see if that clears things up?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
You are the last party in the conference.
Okay, I'm back on.
Oh. I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can perfectly. That seems like that might have stopped the problem. We just thank you, Jesus.
Well, maybe Pastor, the static as well.
Maybe the static as well. But, Pastor, I didn't hear anything of what you said, so why don't you just, if you would, please repeat that.
Well, I was just saying that's always exciting to be here to talk about our one of our favorite subjects, and that is how people can be set free from all kinds of problems. And it's done often in one ministry session, if a person can believe that. Things like panic attacks and all kinds of fear and depression, anxiety, depression, all kinds of addictions. For years and years, we've seen people set free from drugs, all kinds of drugs. And it goes on and on. Usually they're set free from around 36 or so on, maybe more, problems that have been tormenting them in many cases all their lives. So it's good news that we're bringing here tonight. There may be listeners that fits very well. They're everywhere around us. And so we're going to be explaining this evening how you too can be set free.
Amen. And I was thinking, I was reading in the book of Luke this week about the 10 lepers that were cleansed. There's there's a example in scripture right here where it was commanded and they were healed. Find it interesting though, if you think about when you read the story, it says while they're on the way to Jerusalem, of course this is Luke 16:11, and while they're on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, 10 leprous men who stood at the distance met him, and they raised their voices saying, "Jesus, mercy, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he healed them and told them to go heal them. But the thing that I noticed right there was those lepers were searching, wanting, and desiring for it.
Reaching out.
And I can't remember if it was a few chapters above or behind it, talks about the blind man who was screaming, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And everybody was telling him to be quiet. And he even screamed out louder, "Son of David, have mercy upon me." And Jesus had mercy and turned and healed him. But in the situation with that blind man, he immediately started glorifying God, following him. And I bet he just held on to every word that Jesus had to say after that. And my bet was he probably started performing some of those supernatural works after Jesus left and was sacrificed on the cross, came back and ascended. I would bet that blind man was doing the supernatural works of Jesus. That's just my thought on that.
Well, yeah. Ralph, what you describe is exactly what we see at Deliverance Ministries every Monday night. And the same prerequisite is there. They have to reach out. Mm-hmm. And the God will not go against self-will. We learned that a long time ago. But if a person is ready and reaching out, Jesus is ready every time. And of course, as we've learned the scriptures, that we are to do the same works of Jesus in his name as born-again believers. And we've been doing that now for 37 years at Deliverance Ministries on Monday nights, and see over 700 people a year set free from the problems I mentioned earlier. And so it's exciting, it's fascinating, it's supernatural, and God will use his people to do it. And once you've seen it and and been involved in it. You want to see more. That was exactly what happened with me in my case 43 years ago. Once I saw the reality of this, I wanted to know more. And it's gone from there. Here I am 43 years later. But I just praise God somebody shared it with me. I could have missed this exciting part of my life.
It would have been very easy to miss it. People know these things and they share. And that's why we come on here each Wednesday night to share what someone has done. Someone will share what Jesus has done, because we know that the way our Lord works, he lets these airwaves get out through the computer, through shortwave. Sometimes people listen for phone calls, a number you can dial in to listen in on. And it's getting out to someone, or those who have gone deliverance testify to others and said, hey, this is what I was dealing with. I went through deliverance. I found out it was related to a spirit, was cast out of me, and now here I am. And it's just really hard to argue against that testimony.
Yeah, you're doing well, obviously.
Well, while we still got a few minutes before the next phone calls, first callers, do you want to give us an update on Monday night?
Sure. We had 14 cases and a minister for each one. It was just a wonderful, just fantastic evening of doing the works of Jesus in his name and seeing the results, the supernatural, take place. I ministered to a man that one of the techniques we do at Deliverance Ministries is called a head demon technique, but I find it only, it's there in all the cases. But the sensitivities of each person vary according to the spirit world. Some are more sensitive than others. And it's the more sensitive ones that works that technique. About one out of three again. But this man was one of the two-thirds. And I couldn't get the head demon up to communicate through his mouth. But we went what I call basic of working the two-page problem list that each person fills out, circles those that apply to him or her, and then we long ago found out that those can, and most likely, the more tormenting the problem is, they will represent the name of an evil spirit. And so we worked from that, and it worked fine. He yawned him out, it just bit by bit. He burped a little bit, but mostly yawning. And, of course, as usual, he felt wonderful at the end of the session. I ministered to his back during what we call the limb check. His right leg adjusted out. It was somewhat short. Came out and prayed over his back. His back pain left. And we also went through the baptism and the Holy Spirit was speaking in tongues and seemed to get some flow going there. So I'm on my usual high. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sounds like to me he got a Jesus overhaul.
He did. It will be hopefully a good one for the show.
Yeah, oh, is he on this evening? That's good. That's fantastic.
No, tonight.
Oh.
He's not on
this
evening.
Upcoming, yes, and that's what I was talking about at the beginning here, was those that are going around glorifying God and testifying to others, and we don't want to be found like the nine lepers out of those nine, the ten that got healed, only one was glorifying God. We want to be found as the obedient one, the one that has joy, the one that has because life and life abundantly is there, and wants to be the one that goes out and shares it to everybody. So,
yes.
If there's any questions regarding deliverance again, deliveranceusa.com actually has testimonies on there, and there's also testimonies within Pastor Cox's book.
Yes. Hey, Ralph. Ralph, this is Richard, and you guys do sound a whole lot better, and we've got your caller on the line.
Oh, well, fantastic. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Good evening.
Francis?
Yes?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I'm glad you called in. Yes, I hear you. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, am I loud enough?
Yeah. Don't be too loud. It's actually better if you don't up your voice too much. It causes some distortion.
Okay.
But just talk normally like you would on the phone. That's what works best.
Okay. Well, how does this
Francis,
sound?
That's perfect. Why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself, Francis, and when you were born again, and what was going on in your life, and how you learned about deliverance, and what your deliverance was like, and then going through the training, and then some of the cases you've been seeing. Go right ahead.
Okay. I was born again in the early 70s in the charismatic movement, and we attended prayer meetings and enjoyed the Holy Spirit and good Bible teachers and my newfound faith after years of dead religion. I married an alcoholic, in my first husband. I started out as a weak person, knowing I had made a mistake to marry this man. The Lord counseled me not to marry him, but I did. The Lord never left my side. He was faithful to me. Someone gave me the book, The Authority of the Believer, by Kenneth Hagin. I studied that book and practiced using my authority and got miracles with the help of the Holy Spirit and Jesus. I prayed for my children when they were sick and my husband when he needed deliverance from the alcoholic spirit, and my friend when she had a stroke. That was the first week I had that book, and Jesus was teaching me my authority in him. I kept praying and commanding those spirits to leave. As a result, people were healed. Because I just believed God's word in that book. My focus all along had been getting other people healed, especially my husband, and I wasn't thinking about my own needs, and I had a lot of issues myself. And years later, I realized my own needs for deliverance. And that's when, I went to Al-Anon help for the families of alcoholics, but then I wanted to be able to set my husband free and others, and I knew that I had to be delivered first myself. Normally, when people don't think of themselves, when they think about helping other people, but their issues are big as well, so... And I got a lot of relief when I went through deliverance at Everett Cox's Deliverance Ministries. Yeah, I started getting relief from my own demons that I didn't realize I had. Traumatic experiences were being healed, and I thank the Lord for that. Jesus is the deliverer, isn't he?
So, at some point you decided to go through the training. And
yes.
What was that like,
yes,
going through the training?
Just a minute. I went through the training every Monday night, mostly, and we just kept learning the basic steps, and really, we just, me and my husband, we were learning how to, we're just learning so much more, and everything seemed to fall into place, and that's how I gained my confidence before I actually got to help someone get delivered. I really loved it each time. And you just have to keep at it in order to learn it, because there's a lot to it. But also the Holy Spirit is the one that helps us every time. That's the true story right there. In advanced training, we always learn. We grew in confidence and the knowledge that goes with delivering people to help ourselves and others. I know it's helped me a lot just to go through the training, so I can just I'm more aware of spirits trying to take advantage of me in my life and others, and so it really helps you learn how to pray as well. Let's see. And sharing in the group is invaluable, and people have so much to share about what they've learned, and we learned from one another, and it's just so good. It just builds you up so much to be in those classes. They're so important. And then praise and worship and prayer, along with receiving the Holy Communion. It just prepares us to minister to someone that night. And all of these steps prepare us as ministers to ourselves and others. So it's just so awesome. And then, do you have anything to say, Everett? I know I have some more about the head demon experience that we had. Are you there, Everett?
I was going to say, yeah, I'm there. Can you hear me okay?
Maybe if you could be a little louder.
Richard, maybe you could up the gain some. But I thought it interesting to note, too, each Monday night after the training, then you would sit in with a team leader, observe and learn that way, and that's a major part of it.
That's right.
It's kind of like
that's right. I forgot that. Mm-hmm. I really learned from that. Yes.
Yes, that's how we've all learned.
Yeah. So finally, me to say about this? This was our first head demon experience. What would you like for me to say about that?
You and your husband have ministered together quite a bit, and you've been doing basic mainly of working the list. That's what we call it, basic deliverance, and that works, and people get freed from that. But there's a technique, it's also in my book, called the hit demon technique, and it's a situation. Everybody that you minister to has a hit demon because they have a military type structure. It's always there. The problem is we can't always get it up. I was saying earlier, in fact, my case Monday night, I couldn't get the hit demon up in the man I ministered to, and so I had to just work the list, doing basic deliverance, as we call it. And he yawned them out and burped them out. And he had good deliverance as well. But I love the head demon technique because it's actually more efficient, much more efficient. And, I mean, we can dig and interrogate the head demon to find out if there's any doors we didn't get closed, any assignments that haven't been canceled. And then was it causing any sickness in this person and so on? And then we found the head demon can actually fix the sickness. So you and your husband, for the first time, you were telling me, had your first head demon technique. So why don't you tell us about it?
Okay. Mike did the door closing prayer with our person, and I did breaking the ungodly soul ties, and she had a lot of healing through that. And then the inner healing with the craft method of taking a person through their life. So Jesus comes and takes the person through their life. And they get hooked onto an image, a picture of a situation in their life. And the Lord provides a way for them to take any bald feelings up, unpleasant or hurtful, whatever, feelings, all those feelings up with the spiritual hand and release them to Him. And she wanted to make some comments about those pictures that she saw from the Lord, and I let her do it. You know, I don't know if that was all right or not, but it seemed to help her. I never asked her to say anything, but on some of them, she wanted to say what they were for her own benefit, you know, which I thought was good because it seemed to add to her healing. Not every time, of course. And she cried a lot in that because of the loss that she had. She had some loss.
Yes.
And then...
So you finally got to where you were ready to try for that demon.
She had a lot of things that came up in that inner healing. And that was good. She,
yeah.
I tell you about her. She had gone through this twice before. Deliverance. That's why she really wanted to be free. So she put everything she had into it, Everett. And the deliverance was done by Mike. After the deliverance prayer, Mike had a deliverance prayer. He said a very important deliverance prayer, calling for the Holy Spirit to have His way. And then Mike commanded, we invited the warfare angels with swords drawn to jab the demon if he wasn't going to be cooperative. So,
yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and then Mike commanded the head demon to come up. She said, Mike told her, or she said, they agreed that even though she'd been through two deliverances, that she was going to treat this one like she never had before. As I told you, she was very serious about this. Because the demon had manifested in her life a lot. She had been having trouble. The demon did not respond at first, when Michael said, "Now I command the highest-ranking evil spirit present in this person to come up from where you are hiding. Come up front and center to this person's mind. What is your name?" The demon did not respond at first. It just stared at me. That's Mike. And after several commands for it to come up, I got a response. It said, "I don't want to come out." I told it to shut up and not to speak. "You are not allowed to speak until I speak to you. Do you understand?" It said, "Yes." I asked what its name was, and it would not answer until we asked the angels to give it several jabs with their swords. Then it answered and said its name was Leviathan. And Mike said, "Are you the head demon, or is there a higher ranking demon over you?" And Leviathan said, "There is another strong one, Python. Is Python over you, or are you under Python, or are you over Python? I am over Python. How many demons are under your control? And he said, 37. What is another strong demon under you? Fear. Do you confess this to be true before the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit? Yes. And he volunteered also a spirit of death ruling underneath me. He volunteered that information. After every answer, I asked him if he confessed this to be true before Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, and he would say yes. So, anyway, it goes on. Do you want me to go on some more?
Well, yeah,
it's just the beginning.
About three
How much
minutes,
time do we have?
About, we got 3 minutes left.
Oh,
so
okay.
You got the lie program? You get the top 10 lies?
It says, do you and those under you, your authority, have any legal rights or satanic assignments that have not been broken? And he said, yes. She told things that were not true. She had agreed to things that were not true. We put Leviathan on standby, and we called her back up, and she repented and agreed to the lies and entering into that deception. She repented and broke all legal rights and confessed that the devil had no more legal rights over her. And we called Leviathan back up. Do you have any more legal rights over this person? He wouldn't answer. After 5 or 6 jabs from an angel's sword, Leviathan admitted he no longer had any legal rights to her. I command you, Leviathan, to take all demons under your authority and bind them to yourself. He tried to make excuses, saying, oh, they're scattered all around. But Mike insisted by his commands, and Leviathan confessed they were all bound up to him. Leviathan, what are the top 10 lies? Has she been buying into those lies?
We only got a minute left.
Okay.
That gives an overview of how well, and obviously when they were cast out, the person had to feel better.
Oh, yes. In fact, her tongue was loosed, and the demons left down through her feet, and her tongue was loosed. And see, that spirit had control over her tongue, and her tongue was loosed, and immediately she started praying in tongues boldly. It was exciting.
Praise God.
Isn't that awesome?
Gosh, that was so great. The Lord has to be proud of you, Francis. Thank you so much for calling
in
tonight.
Listen, we are grateful to the Holy Spirit for helping us.
We
couldn't have done it otherwise. I mean, we were both commanding that spirit to leave because it didn't want to leave at the very end, but we stuck with it till the end, and that's how it left. It left so dramatically, and she was so thrilled. She went home, she said, to eat some tacos. Anyway,
Francis, we're out of time.
Is thrilling when people get healed. And she had been dealing with this thing for quite a while, so we're just grateful, and we're grateful too.
Richard, turn the gain up or something. We're out of time, Francis. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, Francis, thank you.
That was an awesome testimony.
Thank you.
Blessings
God
to you guys. The Lord is proud of you.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Have a good evening, Francis. Well, certainly sounds like she's going to have some confidence now in doing the head demon technique since they've seen it.
Oh, boy.
seeing it and doing it yourself, so fantastic testimony. But we have Heather, Pastor. Heather, thank you for calling this evening.
Oh, sure. Thank you for asking me to call. How are y'all?
Yes. We're blessed. That's Ralph up in the Branson area, and I'm so glad you called in, Heather. I know you have a good testimony, and why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and what was going on in your life, how you learned about deliverance, what your deliverance was like, changes you've seen, and so on. So go right ahead.
Okay, well, thank you. I have raised knowing the Lord, but had a real profound experience with the Lord in 1989 after my freshman year in college, which I wandered off a little bit that year and got into some big trouble with alcohol and addiction, and I ended up going into a beautiful Christian treatment center in 1989 and had a incredible experience with the Lord there, and the Lord changed my life in so many ways, and it's been a beautiful journey with Him. Ended up going to Baylor a couple years later, got involved with an incredible church there called, it was Highland Baptist at the time, now Antioch Church, and they were really involved with the Neil Anderson Bondage Breaker books and work doing some deliverance. That was when I first kind of learned of deliverance, and we really, it was a blessing at that age. I was in my early 20s to have been exposed to that, and we prayed through many things, you know, from the Ouija boards and the things that you don't know about when you're young, and I think it was, and then coupled with the wonderful walk with the 12 steps where they really encourage you to not be involved with your resentments or work on fear and resentment. So there are a lot of doors that probably never got open thanks to that. However, moving forward, still walking with the Lord, but married a nice guy, but I think got involved with some, he was a big deal person in his career, and there was probably some good idolatry around that, and we got real, probably, I felt like there were just some strongholds that came over our little family, and he had a lot of soul ties with his family of origin, and I probably did with mine, and we just struggled for years, and I could never figure out why things weren't changing or healing, and trying to walk with the Lord, and just got sadder and sadder and harder. Finally, after felt the Lord kind of releasing me from the painful journey of some emotional abuse, etc. And this is emotional, but I did have to file for divorce this summer, and it was painful, but I had some peace about it. But thank God my sweet Aunt Jane and my wonderful parents had heard about Everett through sweet friend Tom Moran, who's with Jesus now. I know, pulling for all of us. And anyway, some of my family got to come up to Oklahoma City for the Deliverance Ministry in May, and I saw such a beautiful things happen in their lives and many of their church members back here in Texas, and I was very interested, and so I was able to go in, I don't know, I guess it's been a couple weeks since I got to go and got prayed over, and it was incredible. And my experience was not, I wasn't sure what to expect, but it was so beautiful and gentle and loving and healing. So much so that it's hard not to cry, but it was such a beautiful experience with the Lord just healing very, very, very hurt places. And I think there was so much grief and heartbreak, and it was a lot of just, I felt like there's this real heaviness of grief over me, just deep, like, kind of connected with some condemnation, and it was a lot of that we prayed over. My mom and dad had prayed over me some deliverance with the condemnation about 2 weeks before I got to come to Oklahoma City, and that was definitely being lifted off. But it was like we got in there, and with my minister, she was amazing, and there was a lot of breaking of soul ties with different people and groups and different things, and But what was so amazing, I don't think that concept of doors, closing doors, had ever been quite explained to me as beautifully as it was. And that's been life-changing because, I guess the Lord had been revealing like that I was battling with things that were not really, I might be looking at a human face, but and maybe some family members and different people, but there was something coming out that was not the people that I knew and loved. It was almost, I think that was, those were some demons that were in some people I was dealing with very closely. And while I can't do anything about, I can't make everyone come up and go to the deliverance ministry, I can close with the Lord and I can close the doors from within. And I don't have to be, demons can't come in to my little heart and soul that the Lord has bought my little wonderful life the price for my sins on the cross and I am wrapped in the love of Christ and His protection from these very, very complicated people in my life. I'm so grateful. So grateful. Sorry for my tears, but it's just been amazing because it's been very difficult. And I'm so grateful. I feel a freedom, and my tears are just immense gratitude. Immense gratitude. Just because I was I felt like just in some kind of the depression that was so heavy over me from maybe having doors open. It was weird to other people's demons. That's what it felt like that what I was involved with, whether it was in work or so with some people in my family and even the spouse. So it was just a remarkable experience to watch. I felt was like a lot of, just, you know, my deliverance counselor would say, just Lord wants to give you a hug and wrap His arms around you and heal you right now. And we did that several times. And I'm obviously crying so much, but it was so beautiful. And it was a real sense of being the Lord's arms around me and that I was protected. And those doors were shut. And the Lord was holding me, and I didn't have to be afraid anymore.
Praise God.
It was beautiful, and I'm still crying just because I'm so grateful. And there were so many other things that God did, but that was kind of one of the main, it was sort of a lot of that in different areas. Like, there would be a time of breaking soul ties with something, and then there would be the healing part and the shutting the door and that was the key thing. And right now it's just been kind of a time of just being amazed and being so grateful, but also realizing that while the doors are shut, there's still just a lot of that walking in the truth. And that's a lot of like going back to claiming that, by His wounds I am healed, that I am absolutely complete in my holy, precious Lord Jesus, wrapped in His beautiful love and covered by His blood, and the truth that I don't have to listen to these, the lies, or I do not have to stand on those anymore. I'm standing on the truth of Christ, and like wearing that, kind of the breastplate of righteousness, and read a lot of the Joseph Prince book. I've been reading that and some other things that materials that y'all told me to read, and the yellow pages, and it's just been beautiful. And I'm just, I think the Lord's just continuing to help me kind of build up. I feel like it's like building up a muscle that's been very weak, that you're recovering. I don't know how to explain that, but it's been really powerful just to really stand in that truth. Another thing that I think God's really helped me realize is that while the doors are shut, I think the devil still maybe tries to kind of knock on that door when I'm a little bit, it's already shut, but like if I'm really tired or, hungry, things like that. Just the Lord's just trying to help me kind of take better care of myself so that I'm not susceptible to some of those silly lies of the deceiver, in a way. again, even though the doors are shut. It's interesting, but because like one night, I had a night of being tormented by some tough dreams and couldn't sleep, but I called my aunt the next day, who's training to be a deliverance minister, I think, with y'all. I guess that's what you'd say she's doing. She's amazing. So she really prayed with me, and we got into the truth. But she reminded me, while the door's shut, just remember, though, the devil still doesn't like that it's shut, and, you know, go ahead and work on, you know, just standing in these scriptures, get your yellow sheet out, really pray, you know, over the, you know, more and more than you may not, some days you need to stand on that even more, spend more time, you know, just, I'm just working on believing where I haven't believed, and the Lord's doing that in me, obviously, but it's been beautiful. I've listened to lies for a long, long time. I don't have to listen to those anymore. And standing on the truth of Christ. Again, long way to go in a lot of areas, but the soul ties being broken, the healing that came in during the deliverance session, I guess you call it, up there in Oklahoma City, it was just amazing. It wasn't scary. It was beautiful. It was the process of which y'all do that with the Lord is so beautiful, and I just hope everyone could be a part of that. I just pray that plane loads of people would get up there or be trained in it and do it somewhere else, you know, wherever. I just pray for all people to get to experience this opportunity.
Thank you, Heather. That's so awesome to hear. And by the way, we did have a plane load. May 24th, 15 people flew in a private jet for deliverance. So we did experience that. But
yes
the inner healing, the inner healing is a major part of our ministry. And most deliverance ministries don't do too much of that, apparently. But there's deep wounds in most people from the traumas of the past, and demons feed off that. So it's a major part of the process, you know, of getting free. Well, where do you live, Heather? What town are you in?
I'm in Texas. I'm out of Houston in a smaller town in Beaumont, and it's a great place, great people, and I sure hope there'll, you know, be more of this happening. My sweet Aunt Jane's been praying for people and going over and, you know, praying things over, you know, people's houses, and it's just been a lot of cleansing and beautiful things for people. And I know my mom and dad's church is active and wanting to bring more deliverance ministry to our area, and super amazing to watch God work and just spread out this ministry for those that maybe couldn't quite get up there to Oklahoma City. You know, it's just God's going to just continue to bless people with this opportunity. And I think the verse that kept coming over and over is, it's for freedom that we were set free. It was for freedom that we were set free. And I don't think you ever appreciate that verse enough until you've gotten to walk through such a beautiful, an unbelievably monumental deliverance experience with Christ through these beautifully trained and you know, ministers like you, Everett, and the wonderful people that walk alongside you. What saints of God, you know, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I just thank y'all for your commitment and your just being there every Monday and Wednesday and all the other days. Thank you. That's beautiful.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, Heather, did you fly up in that group from there in the jet?
I did not.
Did you fly up?
I was with a different group, you know, a couple months
later. Oh, okay.
But I
just
know
wondering.
Some of those people. And I was
well, sure. I figured
I guess
you
I
did.
They told me about that group, told me about it. That's why I wanted to come. Because of all them, so it just, you know, it just keeps moving on. Another link in the chain, in a good chain, not a bad chain, not a bondage chain, but a good, you know, it's beautiful. People are getting in the resurrection chain and the freedom chain, adding people to it. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
yeah, Yeah, so thank you. I'm trying to think of anything else I would tell you, but I do think that just standing in the truth is something that and just that was the real revelation for me, that it was, and there was a quote someone said one time, it said, it's not what they say about you, it's what you answer to. And I want to only be answering to Jesus and only want to listen. That's the only voice I want to listen to and answer to, is Jesus. And I felt like the deliverance was the real beginning of me being able to really hear, be discern between Christ's voice and these lies. And it was that breakthrough that I'd always wanted in that.
And that lie program is a big part of what the enemy uses on Christians.
Yes.
To try to, hoping we'd buy the lies and follow them, even suicide. The lies go
yes.
on in people to the point that will drive them. The lies are saying, go ahead and take your out. You're no good. Nobody loves you, et cetera.
Yeah, or
and
you're
that
responsible
works on a certain number.
For everyone else's problems. And yeah, I mean, I had really struggled with that big time. And
yes.
Big time. And that it was those lies. It was not the truth of my loving Lord Jesus. That was not his truth. That was a lie. And the deceiver is only has the power that I give the deceiver. You know, the Lord, you know, truly, if I stand on the truth of Christ, that battle was already, you know, won for me on that cross. I'm just standing on that truth, but also be just the awareness of it too, you know, and you know, getting that full armor of God on. And you know, Joseph, I liked how Joseph Prince, I believe he's talking, breaking down each piece of armor, and I really enjoyed that book a lot. That really spoke to me the first couple of days I got home from Oklahoma City, and that just really resonated with me, that especially that breastplate of righteousness and the truth of that, you know. So I don't, that's just been that word, the truth, standing on the truth and being protected by the truth of Christ and from the lies and the fiery darts and everything. It's just been a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
And then Heather, that Luke 10:19, that we have power over all these evil spirits, even the promise from Jesus that nothing will harm us. And when you speak that, it tends to even keep the demons at bay, and it also tells them, you know who you are in Jesus, when you
yes.
quote it.
Yes.
Intimidates them right off.
Exactly. Exactly. And they've had a decent pattern in the past of being able to intimidate me through lies. And so this God is really filling me with his spirit and the strength to speak the truth and power, and not just over myself but over others, sometimes
yes.
in the middle of conversations. So that's beautiful.
Well, Heather, we're about out of time in a few seconds remaining. What else would you say to the listeners before we wind up?
Well, there's just such hope, whatever you're dealing with. Please give the Lord Jesus' power a chance, and don't believe the lies, particularly if you're very discouraged or you're very down. You are worth it. You are bought. The Lord paid for your life with his very life and blood, and he wants you to live and not give up and have freedom. It was for freedom you were set free. So if there's anyone very down tonight, there is hope in Christ, and there is strength, and no matter what you're dealing with, the Lord can break through it and wants to, and really kind of has. You just need to believe it, but let someone pray for you. Get to Oklahoma City. Quick.
Well, yeah. Thank you, Heather. It's your kind of testimony is what drives us on to keep doing it. Thank you for sharing all that.
Well,
and God bless.
Thank you, Fritz. And yes. Thank you. Keep the faith and keep working this beautiful path that the Lord put before you. And thank you. You're saving lives, one with the Lord together. So may you be not weary in well-doing. In the name of Jesus, to all of y'all.
Oh, thank you. God bless.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Have a good evening.
Bless y'all. Bye-bye.
Well, Everett, there was a... right there was a example of testifying that first group that came up testified to what happened, and she was like, I needed that, and got up there. So
yeah,
and you know, that was heartfelt. You could tell from the tears in her voice what the Lord has done for her, and just how grateful and
joyous
she is.
Oh, she was even crying there at points.
I know. It was just awesome.
She was so grateful.
This reminded me of the woman that kept wiping Jesus' feet with her tears, because she had so much to be grateful for, that she had so much that was she was delivered from. So, and you know, the great thing is, this can happen to you if you need it. If you have any questions or you need deliverance yourself, deliveranceusa.com. You can also get a hold of us there at the website. Or you can get the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. Call Richard at the office at 307-742-7582. Let him know you need that book, and he will get it out to you. But two great heartfelt testimonies tonight, and it's just a wonderful time to be here on air. And Everett, glad to be back with you this Wednesday. We look forward to everybody next time we're on. Have a good evening, and God bless.
And God bless everyone.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority.